We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We better get more interesting so we have stuff for a best of.
Yeah.
You better get more interesting.
I know. I'm working on it, boss. How much time do you have?
I know, right? Do you like to work? In the office, or do you prefer working at a remote location like a coffee shop where you can be more anonymous?
I don't know. I like both. I like mixing it up. I like a little variety. I think, you know, get up, walk around, talk to people. Because I find I'm most creative when I'm not focused on what I'm trying to do.
That's the challenge.
When you do something else, when you change the subject, sometimes thoughts fall into your brain.
That's true.
So you have to get out of your normal zone and do other things.
That's what we're going to be talking about right after we give you $1,000. Time for this hour's national contest. And I feel like the pain of the texter that writes, guys, no winner, keyword for cash, going on 3 weeks. I know it's a national contest, so people in other markets are winning. But let's make it happen today. The keyword for cash is page. Let's turn the page on this not winning stuff and let's get to winning. P-A-G-E. Page. Text the word page to this number, 72881, for your chance to win $1,000. The number is 72881. The keyword is page, P-A-G-E. Your next chance to win will be at 8:12 a.m. I really hope you win this time, though. Message and data rates may apply. And remember, never text and drive. Page. I prefer to work in the office. Being at a coffee shop for me, it's a little distracting for me. I want to have a nosh. Is my coffee hot enough? Who just came in? Oh, who's leaving? Oh, are they having a breakup over here? I'm too interested in other people's mishigas.
It's a little like trying to work on a plane too, right?
Yeah. Because you know the guy next to you is reading your email. And you want to give him the old elbow.
And the kid behind you kicking your seat. It's hard to focus. But sometimes it's counterintuitive because the best way to move forward is not to focus, to think of other things, do other things. And then sometimes
that's the best way to get creative and solve problems. According to recent studies examining the effects of sound in the brain, coffee shops are a better place to get work done than your open office trendy cubicle. That's right. The first complaint is when you have one of those open offices, and we do here, we have like half cubicles. There's a lot of unwanted noise. But the research shows some level of background noise is actually beneficial.
White noise?
To a person's creativity. Right. But what they're saying here is if you're in the office and you're hearing noise, it might be noise related to your work. But if you're in, you know, something like this, hold on. Phones are ringing. People are moving coffee cups around. Hear a conversation in the background. Oh, maybe they're talking about the project that I'm working on. Is that my boss I hear around the corner? So people... That whip crack was not in the ambient noise.
I love our office.
But so they're saying that you can be distracted by the noise in your office because it's all work related. But if you're in a coffee shop, there's a few conversations happening, but it's you're not as distracted by them because, again, he's just breaking up with her and, you know, this one's tending to her child or this one's typing the great American novel, talking to himself. You know, it's less distractible because you don't care about those people.
What about the voices in my head?
Well, that's totally different, and we're going to talk about good psychiatrists. We have excellent health care through the union now, so we can talk about that. But is that true for you? You're probably driving home from work right now or just getting in your car. Do you find yourself more productive when you're in the office and you have the chatter and clatter going on around you, or when you really need to focus and you need to get that proposal done or write that next chapter of your book? Do you get out to a coffee shop where you can be truly anonymous and focus.
That's interesting. I don't know. I think it can be too quiet. Like, I mean, if you don't hear a thing, it's a little like trying to fall asleep when it's too quiet, as opposed to having a little bit of white noise, something to lull you to sleep. But I don't know. I'm not sure about this one.
No, that's true, actually, because according to this study published in the Journal of Consumer Research, it says the right level of ambient noise triggers our mind to think more creatively.
Hmm.
So it says they do need some noise, but then it depends on what kind of noise it is. Office noise, no good because you're too distracted and you're looking over your shoulder. But coffee shop noise, pretty good.
Finding the ideal space for focused work, Jor, isn't about freedom from noise, but freedom from interruption.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's the truth.
At work, many times we get sidetracked and a new email comes in. And so the thing you were doing now, you know, you're,
Or somebody comes to your desk and wants to have a conversation because you're right there. I totally.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not a noise person. I feel like I get my best work done when I'm in my home office and it's totally quiet. You know, if the kids are at school, I'm just in my home office. And Handsome Husband also works from home, but we're both quiet and we're not distracting each other and we're both working. And I find that I can focus. I can read. I can't read when there's noise. Like, I know Susan keeps her headphones in when she's looking through the internet. I could never do that. I can only do one thing at a time.
I think that's ADHD. I have to have music going.
Really?
And the harder and louder the music, the faster I type and the more I can concentrate.
Really?
And my daughter's like that too.
You don't find yourself singing along to the words, so then you can't type the email?
Sometimes if I'll do like guitar riffs, but no, I am focused.
Susan's music, by the way, is so loud that when I come in and say, hi, Susan, she doesn't hear me.
I know.
And I'm right behind her. And then I finally touch her shoulder because I don't want to freak her out. And she jumps 10 feet in the air because I end up freaking her out.
Susan, you may have some hearing.
I was concentrating.
You may have some hearing loss.
Yes. I do.
A ton
of
hearing.
Younger years of doing radio, I do have hearing loss.
Rock and roll and hunting, I know I have hearing loss. And so I bet you most people have some level of hearing loss.
But I do crank it for the concentration part. I mean, it's like,
really?
I do listen to music softly in my kitchen when I'm cooking or something like that. But when I'm on deadline and I need to jam.
No kidding.
Crank it.
The louder the music, the better.
The louder and also heavier rock and roll. You know, just big.
You don't listen to Yanni?
No.
No smooth jazz?
Wait, I would not want to be the inside out little people in Susan's head. They're bouncing off that cerebrum. I don't know.
What color is the sky in your world?
That's crazy. Dave writes, I am most productive in my office, which happens to be my car. I love the noise from WCCO radio commentators and music. Oh, Dave, that's very nice of you to say. But isn't that true when you're in your car and you get thoughts of inspiration? You do. You solve problems. Maybe it's because your mind is focusing on the driving or the mindless chatter that's on the radio. You don't really have to pay attention to everything other than CCO. CCO, you have to pay attention. But that is true. Maybe that's the perfect level of minutia noise when you're in your car.
It's nice because you can let your brain go, right? It's not structured like it is at the office where you're reading emails and answering phone calls and talking to colleagues. But it's a little like before you go to sleep, you should just kind of release everything and just let your brain go on autopilot. And sometimes that can result in some really good things. You can solve problems that maybe you wouldn't have been able to solve if you were fixated on them.
Or in the shower.
Or in the
shower. That's where you solve problems.
Yeah.
And maybe it's the sound. You know, the sound from the water. Yeah. Or the podcast you might be listening to in the shower.
We're sitting on the throne.
No, it's interesting. If you have a way that works for you, we want to hear it. 651-989-9226 or send us a text at 81807. It's 520. Let's take a quick break. And you know what we're doing when we come back? You're winning Luke Bryan tickets.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
On CCO.
Are you in the mood to see Luke Bryan? He's coming to Target Field on July 21st, and we have a pair of tickets. For caller number 8, be the 8th caller, and you can nab a pair of tickets to see Luke Bryan, July 21 at Target Field. What a deal. Pretty cool.
What a deal.
Yeah.
Eighth caller, 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Right now, Susan will get you those tickets.
So what would happen, Jor, if the internet went down for whatever reason? A solar flare, hackers, malware, the grid goes down, whatever. Would we be able to keep the wheels on the bus? And
it would
keep
be Armageddon.
Things? It would be a holy mess. We've become totally dependent on the web. And now it's the mobile web, right?
Yeah, when you can't get online, you're freaking out.
We're walking around with these little supercomputers in our pockets, mm-hmm. in our purses. The inventor of the World Wide Web, Tim Berners-Lee, has suggested that his creation...
Wait, is he the official inventor?
Actually, he is.
Of the World Wide Web?
He is.
Okay.
How cool is that?
Yeah,
it's not Al Gore. No. It's Tim Berners-Lee. He said he's worried about the web being, quote, weaponized in order to spread conspiracy theories, stoke social tensions through the use of fake social media accounts, and steal people's personal data. He said, we're looking to the platforms themselves for answers. Companies are aware of the problems and are making efforts to fix them, and every change they make affects millions of people. The responsibility, sometimes the burden, of making these decisions falls on companies that have been built to maximize profit more than maximizing social good. Right? They answer to shareholders.
Sure.
They don't answer to the public necessarily. Sure. A legal or regulatory framework that accounts for social objectives may help to ease those tensions, he wrote in an open letter to mark the web's 29th birthday. It's been 29 years since those first days of Mozilla, you know, the first web browser. This is aimed really at Google, Facebook, and Twitter, obviously. The looming question is how to deal with these issues without clashing with the First Amendment, right?
How would we reinvent it?
So the question is, you know, who are real people?
Mm-hmm.
Do bots have First Amendment rights? Do Russian bots? No, I don't think Russian bots have First Amendment rights.
They do not. No.
So
even if they have a really cool Instagram account, they still do not.
And it's intriguing to me. I mean, here's the guy who really did invent the web who's having second thoughts. And you have some of these people that made hundreds of millions of dollars off Facebook, specifically Facebook. Mm-hmm. They were in the original team. They made boatloads of money, and now they're turning around and criticizing Facebook.
Well, Mark Zuckerberg has done the same thing. He has done some real soul searching, thinking, what have I done here?
Right.
And has certainly revamped Facebook and the way it deals with fake news. You know, he's at least. But I've heard he's had some real moments of, how are we going to make this better?
Any technology you can use for good,
mm-hmm.
with good intentions, bringing people together, you know, sharing information, making it a smaller world, can be used for evil, right? Can be used for bad, for nefarious reasons. So, again, I sure don't have the answer, but I just thought it was interesting that Tim Berners-Lee is a little verklempt about what he has invented.
I think he might need a little time then sitting in a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Because that's what our texters write. They say, Jor, Paul, coffee shop for sure.
Huh.
To wrap up the conversation we were having, where are you most productive, your office or the coffee shop? This texter writes, I have a very long commute, and sometimes I stop halfway at a coffee shop to do email before I go into work. I feel the most productive during that
time.
That's
interesting.
Isn't it?
Hey, whatever works.
Well, Scott has a thought on our theory about being in the shower.
Okay.
Because I said, you're most creative. You know, you get your great moments of
enlightenment.
Epiphanies,
yes. In the shower?
Scott writes, hey, guys, in the shower you have water passing over your body. Water has magnetic charges in the molecules. Your body acts as a conductor, and a basic electric theory states that you will receive an electric charge.
So you're kind of plugged in. I've never heard it described like that.
So we're getting all these electric charges.
Wow.
Scott, cool thing to think about. I'll never look at the shower the same way again. It's 5:30. We're going to join you for a little group therapy. When I get back, you'll hear stuff like this. How do I get my girlfriend back after my mother tried to poison her?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Here on CCO.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personality.
We hope you're not too far gone. Joe Wagner's having a great day because Joe is the winner of the Luke Bryan tickets. Yay! Joe from Hastings is going to see Luke Bryan. Joe, mazel tov. Congratulations on your big win. Again, that show is July 21st at Target Field. And Susan tells me we have many more tickets to give away all week. So if you hate this show and never want to listen, that's a good reason to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Bryan tickets and the possibility of $1,000. So, you know, there's some redeeming value in it. And then, of course, all the redeeming value you get from listening to these advice columns and learning the proper way to react.
It's like, you know what it is, George? It's like watching a soap opera, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
I still watch one.
And you, do you watch for the acting? Do you watch for the fashion?
No.
You watch?
Well, I watch for the fashion, but the drama.
Because these imaginary people have lives that are much, much worse. They are dealing with problems that are much, much worse than what I have to deal with.
That's for sure.
Right?
This one sleeping with her
husband
and his brother and their father.
I need
a
score card. I can't keep track of this craziness.
Well, these people that I'm about to share with you, their problems are way bigger than yours. So let's laugh together. If you want to chime in with some advice, our phone number is 651-989-9226. Our text line is 81807. How can I get my girlfriend back after my mom poisoned her in an attempt to prove her allergy was fake?
Oh, no. Really?
My girlfriend, Cleo, is allergic to seafood. She does not carry an EpiPen because it's not that type of reaction, but she always asks a lot of questions about ingredients and preparation for food. My mom finds the questions insulting and believed Cleo was making up the allergy. Recently, at a family barbecue, Cleo did her usual questioning before eating. Maybe 30 minutes later, she started complaining that her face itched. She took a Benadryl, but she turned red and her eyes began swelling. We had to go to the emergency room for a cortisone shot. As we were getting in the car, my mom confessed she fried the fish and the chicken in the same oil and lied when Cleo asked about that. She admitted she planned to prove Cleo's allergy was a fake. My mom apologized and is paying the emergency room bill. Even so, Cleo called my mom a monster and wants nothing to do with her. She also broke up with me, saying I shouldn't have to choose between her and his mom. She won't consider a compromise like I proposed eating before visits. Is there any way to get past her anger at my mom and get Cleo back? Hell no, honey. She's done. Write that one off.
Mom is definitely in the
wrong
here. Yeah. I mean, and I don't know. I could see where it would be a little annoying with her asking the questions before every meal and where the mom would maybe think that it's a dig at her cooking.
Uh-huh.
You know, the way that she shows love is via cooking.
Right.
But that old adage, I mean, you don't just marry the girl. You don't marry the guy. You marry her family or you marry his family. And I don't know, that would be a hard one to come back from.
Yeah, you're not even engaged. She already tried to kill you. So I don't think
so. It doesn't bode well.
And she didn't believe the allergy. There's just so many things wrong.
I feel bad for the guy, though.
Me too. Carolyn Hacks pushes back against the idea that having Cleo eat something before her visit to the letter writer's mom constitutes a compromise and urges the letter writer to accept that it's over.
Let her go.
With Cleo.
Yeah.
Please accept Cleo's decision as a sound one, as in accept that her potential sacrifices are too great to warrant the circumstances of staying with you. Could you imagine?
Man.
She wants to prove her wrong. What a...
Yeah, that's going to make for a nasty family reunion.
So bye-bye, Cleo, and you better go find yourself a new girlfriend. You can't find yourself a new mother. You're stuck with that insane monster. But a new girlfriend, maybe that doesn't have allergies. You should vet that on the first date.
Yeah.
No allergies because my mom may try to murder you at our barbecue.
Yeah. About my mom.
About my mom. Oh, my God. Yeah. All right. Next one. Should I tell my brother his girlfriend told me I needed to change my dog's name? My brother introduced us to Cora, the woman he's dating. She's a single mother with a little girl. Her daughter has the same common name as our lab, Lizzie.
Oh.
They have the same name, Lizzie.
Okay.
At first, we laughed about it, but we went together on a picnic, and I called my dog. The little girl also looked up. Later, as we were leaving, Cora took me aside and told me I would have to rename my dog. because having the same name as her daughter was confusing and more than a little insulting. I was so gobsmacked, I couldn't even reply. My wife and I, of course, agree that we're not going to do this, but we're on the fence about just ignoring it or telling my brother. You know, my wife thinks we should tell him because telling a near stranger that they need to rename their dog is bunny boiler level strange, and we need you to chime in on this. So she thinks this woman's crazy because she told her to rename the dog.
How do you politely tell somebody they're crazy? That's the challenge,
no,
right?
No, she wants to tell the brother that, hey, your girlfriend is, you know, cuckoo bananas, and you might want to drop her because she told us to rename our dog.
Which, just say matter-of-factly, we're not going to change the name.
No, this isn't about changing the name. Clearly, these people aren't going to change it. They're asking the person if they should tell the brother of the girlfriend. You know, it was his girlfriend who asked them to change the name.
Right.
These people are brothers.
They should absolutely tell the brother.
Right? Because she's nuts. I mean,
I wouldn't put it in those terms. Your girlfriend's nuts, but no, we're just not going there.
Mallory Ortenberg, she's Dear Prudence. She's also gobsmacked by Cora's unreasonableness. She tells the letter writer to set firm boundaries with Cora. If she tries to bring it up again, reiterate, there is no way you're going to do that, and the subject is closed. And it is okay to tell the brother. She says, absolutely. If you feel like you want to do that, you can absolutely tell the brother, no problem. But you also need to tell Cora if you see her again and they continue to date, this is not going to happen, and these are our boundaries.
I think it'd be okay, too, for them to bark at the girl, at the little girl.
And it's more than a little insulting. You know, my oldest is Marley. You know how many Marleys there are that are dogs because of the book Marley and Me?
Yeah.
They should all change the dog's name? It's ridiculousness.
We've had a number of dogs named Max.
Yeah.
And we've also run into kids named Max, but the notion of changing your dog's name so you don't offend, it's like, well.
Someone texted in, my uncle's ex-wife had the same name as my grandparents' dog. On accidents, people would get them mixed up, but then continued with it as she was a nutcase.
That's great.
Gotta love our families.
It'll be a fun family reunion.
So good. So good. All right. Let's try to squeeze in one more. How can I get past my stepson's decision to get married on my birthday? I'm struggling because my stepson has chosen to get married on my birthday. I have been his stepmom for 18 years. It feels like a punch in the chest. My in-law family members are saying, like, oh my God, how do you feel about that? I can't believe you're going to let that happen. It will no longer be your special day. My feelings are deeply
hurt.
Get
over yourself.
My feelings are deeply hurt. My husband says it's no big deal and I shouldn't let it bother me. But every time someone asks me about it, I feel hurt. And when I'm finally by myself, I cry. I don't know what to do. I need someone's help. Is what my stepson is doing bad etiquette, a slap in the face, or no big deal? Bad etiquette, a slap in the face, or no big deal.
It's no big deal. Get over yourself.
Seriously, not about you, ma'am.
No.
Not about you.
Cut me a break.
Even Abigail Van Buren says, try to think of the stepson setting the wedding date as a compliment. Your stepson and his new wife will never forget your birthday. Well, she's nicer than us. We just said, get over yourself, lady. Ay, yay, yay. People are so wound up in their
own stuff.
Let's take a quick call. Mike's in Minneapolis. Oh, no, Mike, do you have a girlfriend poisoning story for us?
No, but I just thought all three of these stories have something in common. Uh-oh. All these people are narcissists.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the mom that poisoned the girl, she just seems really way, way too shellfish.
He was just setting that up the whole
time.
That was good. Thank you, Mike. We needed that.
That's good. Thanks,
perfect.
Mike. That was really cute.
Shellfish.
Really cute.
Okay.
Well done. Yeah,
all right.
Crazy stuff. It's so hard for me to narrow these down because there's so many good advice columns, but we will do this every second Monday of the month. We will do group therapy at 5:30.
Sure, Dana, I'm feeling so much better about you.
Right.
About just, you know, hanging out with you.
Better, and it's true.
Our inadequacies pale. Well, most of them. Okay, 5:48, Wicks and Jewelers time. Shop an impressive collection of the world's most coveted and exclusive timepieces at Wixson Jewelers in Bloomington.
We're all victims, juror. I'm a victim. Yes, it was my upbringing.
Well, this texter certainly is. This texter writes, my mom has done the same thing with my food intolerances because
really?
She didn't believe they were real. They are. Plus, I have Lyme disease. And yes, my mom is a narcissist. I think you have to be a narcissist to think that whatever you believe in your head is more true than that person's reality.
Why wouldn't you believe your son or daughter if they tell you that they have a food allergy?
Right.
Why would somebody make that up?
And to say, I'm going to test it. Like, who are you, God? You're going to test it? I mean, some of these shellfish allergies are very, very serious.
Yeah. People can die.
So it's just, I don't know. Like, that's just it completely, completely insane.
Just takes narcissism to a whole new level.
There was another question we didn't get to ask. It was about a person who wants to tell the receptionist at his dentist office to lose weight.
What?
He says, she'd be so pretty if she just lost 15 pounds. I lost weight on Weight Watchers. I can help her. It's the receptionist at his dentist's office.
And you'd be smarter if you were 20 IQ points higher, right?
I think that was good advice.
Hey, you're off tomorrow.
I am.
I'm here tomorrow. You're back Wednesday. Hurry back. We need you.
You got it. I'll miss you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.